November 20th, 2016, I found out some terrible news that I wish had not happened. It involved someone who was very special to me. I was very lucky to have known a magnificent Sweden lady, who she was not my grandmother, but thanks to her, I got an experience of what it was like to have a grandmother, because she considered me as a grandchild, and I was thankful for that. Both of my grandmothers are alive right now, but since I came to the United States, I do not have any memories with them due to the distance and coming to the US at a very, very young age. I do call them, but it's not the same as having your grandparents near you, where you can do so many things with them and create memories with them. But I didn't have that with mine, with my grandmothers, but Nini made it possible. Thank you, grandmother. I was outside of town with my family. We were all together enjoying our day until my dad received a phone call from our neighbor, who I call Grandpa. My dad gave me the phone and I received the terrible news. Nini, a wonderful, amazing person who was like a grandmother to me, had passed away. I was in shock and could not believe it. My eyes got watery. I tried not to cry, but I couldn't help it. I told my parents of what had happened, and they could not believe it either. I was so sad that day, I did not want to do anything. On our way back home, during the car ride, we usually have music on, but this time, there wasn't any music. Instead, it was all silence. I was looking out the window, and I was just remembering my copious amount of wonderful memories that I had with her. 2 weeks before her death, I was inside my house. I heard the ambulance pass by, so I looked out the window, and I was surprised that the ambulance was parked in front of my neighbor's house. So then, as I saw that, I told my parents that something bad had happened, and then we went rushing through the door to my neighbor's house. And we got told that she had a stroke. I was there when I saw her get taken to the ambulance, and it was very sad. Days after, she had been sent to St. Mark's to recover. When I went to visit her, I was very upset because half of her body was paralyzed, and when she tried to talk, it was difficult to understand her. I had gone to spend some time with her, and I played the piano for her, and I did not know that that was going to be the last time that I was going to be able to play the piano for her and for her to listen to me. She and her husband have done so much to me. From what I can remember, they watched me grow up. They would spend time with me. They would show me many things, and they would teach me lots of things. They have helped me with so many things. They would help me read English as I was in school. They were like my second teachers. They impacted my life in a positive way. They introduced me to instruments. I play violin now, but if I think about it, I would not have played the violin now if it wasn't for them. They gave me a start to music. They encouraged me to try and play an instrument, and my first instrument that I tried was the piano. Piano was one of Nini's favorite instruments. After getting a start with music, I then was going to be in fifth grade, and I got the option to be in band or orchestra. But, you know, I joined orchestra and played violin. Nini and her husband would always go to my concerts. They were always very supportive. I would look at the audience and look for them, and when I made eye contact with them, they would smile and I would smile back. I still play violin and piano, but now whenever I have a concert, I'm sad to know that I won't see her there with Grandpa watching me. Another memory that I have with her is when it was summer. When it was summer, I would spend time outside. I would go to her house, and she would come to my house. She would read me stories, and then I would read books with her. She helped me with the pronunciation of the words, and she helped me understand what the words meant. Though this was when I was younger, when I had a basic understanding on the English language. I was still in ELL when I was in first and second and third grade. But thanks to her for her help, that she helped me practice my English, I did better in school and I understood more things. I passed my ELL test when I was in third grade. That's a test they give to every English secondary learner, student, and after that, I did not have to go to ELL classes, which is an accomplishment for an ELL student, and I felt very proud when I got the news that I did not have to go to ELL anymore. So then after third grade, I didn't have to go back to the classes. It is very sad that she passed away. I wish she was still alive so I could tell her my accomplishments and things that I have done. I'm sure she would have been happy for me. I miss spending time with her, but she is now one of my angel guardians. I don't know what I would have done without her. I would probably be a different person from who I am now. We both collaborated often. She always told me, no matter what, do not give up. There are some times where things get very difficult for me, but I always remember her words, and that motivates me to keep working hard. I'm very thankful for everything that she has done for me. I was very lucky to have her as a neighbor. I think it's important to get to know your neighbors because they are your neighbors, and you can get to know them better, and maybe you can learn new things you didn't know, or they could help you and you could help them. I was lucky to have a neighbor like her. Grandmother, Nini, you will always be loved and in my heart.